Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I love Caller Ray Diaz to the Jarrett Payton Show. I need that segment more often. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And on this December 12th, we have Mark Grody in the house. We have Marshall Harris. I'm Layla Raheemy. And we have you. Thanks for joining us. And I do want to get into the topic that we just discussed. I even gave a few days grace when I consider that it's December 12th and they played the Packers in Green Bay. It was September 7th that you have to go back and hear Ben Johnson's comments when he talked about when this team is going to be better. And it was on the Mully and Haw show when he said, it's going to be our physical nature. We need to be poised under pressure. We need to be detailed schematically and fundamentally. And I think the results will take care of itself. It's really that buy-in of what we've been talking about since the spring to training camp that needs to show up for us over the course of the season. We are just going to get better and better. We'll be playing our best football in December and January if we get that done. Now, we know we didn't like the first half against the Packers. They still were one play away from perhaps scoring a touchdown. And then ultimately, if the two-point conversion works, taking the lead and winning against Green Bay last week for the first game in December. Now we have the second one coming up. And I think Cleveland is as good of a chance as any to prove this to be correct, like they have really all season.
They have to put together four good quarters against Cleveland just to prepare for what's ahead when you look at the final three games and the potential of a postseason. This is their get-right chance, their get-right game. Jarrett Payton was great talking about yesterday. After a loss, you look a little bit harder at everything that went wrong because it actually cost you the game. You can win games and not do things perfectly and feel like you got a lot of meat left on the bone and wait till we clean things up and see how good it looks then. Well, they're coming off a unique situation in which they lose their biggest game of the season so far and then have a perfect game to bounce back against a Cleveland team that, while it does have a good defense, they're at the bottom of the AFC North for a reason. So I'm very interested to see if they can go out, execute, not ideal temperature, but it's really kind of a preview of what life could be like with three of your last four games at home. And if you win the North, the potential of playing home playoff games. Take advantage of the conditions that give you home field advantage here in Chicago.
Yeah, and to that end, I mean, Cleveland does have a really good defense, but Cleveland is coming off a game against Tennessee, which they lost, in which they gave up 180-plus rushing yards in the game. They are not elite at stopping the run. They're middle of the pack. They're 13th, between 13th and 15th, usually, in that capacity. And the Cleveland Browns are right now, first against the pass. And we're always looking for more out of Caleb Williams. I want the 350-yard game from Caleb Williams. I want the 4 or 5 touchdown pass. I want the elite game from Caleb. But this clearly is a case. Just if you, and sometimes you can't just look at the numbers and say, this is what they should do. I think you could look at the numbers and say, this is what they should do, especially considering some of the heavies that are on that defensive line. And I don't have to go any further than Myles Garrett. So run the football.
I mean, it couldn't be more clear this week. They didn't do it enough to begin the game in the first half. We both said that, you know, only calling 5 pass plays and then only 1 run, and the run got 5 yards. And I know that Ben Johnson may want to have a more developed offense by this case. When he said that, I was thinking that initially, and he had said it a few times as talking points around that time of the season, that he was talking about the offense too, that this offense was going to be more developed. Did I think it was Matt Nagy saying that in 4 years, it takes 4 years for people to learn his offense?
Wait a minute.
Sir, just because it took you 4 years to learn the Andy Reid playbook does not mean it takes the team 4 years to learn the offense.
Yeah.
So I think in this case, Ben Johnson was also talking about the offense developing as a whole. And I think he does mean December when he talks about that trying to be a more finished product. But the flip side to it is the NFL gets a book on you. They know what you like to do. They know what you can do well. They're going to try to stop you from doing those things. And I think we've seen a bit of that too.
That's why it's important to have a balanced offense, to be able to do things both passing and running the football. Not that you have to do one or the other, but you need to have the ability, the threat of the pass, the threat of going downfield, something that's been lacking in this offense overall. If you go back, whether it's September and October or December and January, I think almost when I listened back to what he said back in September, it makes you think about, first of all, I think he was speaking about the whole team, but of course, his attention to detail is the offense, because that's what he runs. That's what he creates the playbook for. That's what he told us he was going to tear down to the studs and then build back up with Caleb Williams in mind. But I think ultimately, he may have been talking about those last 3 games of the season, because I know it's a year-to-year league, it's a week-to-week league, but we know what the San Francisco 49ers are, we know what the Detroit Lions are, and we know, frankly, what the Green Bay Packers are. So those are the things he had to be looking at if we are talking about big picture, which we know he has done from time to time.
Well, I also just think, though, that this is going to look a certain way. Like, I'm not even concerned about the next 3 games right now. I'm just saying, okay, it's December. You are playing the lesser opponent of this month's schedule. So yes, you're going to take what they give to you. But what is the best look for this offense? Like, when you say best football, what is it going to look like on Sunday? And in my definition, that means running the ball. That means, because you've been good at it, a lot of the play action that we've seen. I don't necessarily think it's going to mean a lot of pocket passing and throws over the middle, because we haven't seen that be well-developed yet. The screen game hasn't been as well-developed. But the things we know work, Caleb Williams on the run. Caleb Williams can make the arm throw that no other quarterbacks can make when it comes to the torque and crossing the body and what he's able to do. How Ben Johnson folds that into this based on also execution, then it's supposed to be right now.
I think he wants more explosives, though. I think whether you want to say it's him bootlegging Caleb or him passing out of the pocket, he needs more from passing game. They've said it now for a couple of weeks now. The passing game has to be better. It has not been good enough. I don't think they're going to just abandon trying to make the passing game better.
Yeah, and that answers one of the questions I was just going to throw out to the class, and that is, I think the Bears are playing good football right now.
Yes.
But where are the areas in which we could honestly say they are playing their best football? I would offer a couple places. I think the Bears' offensive line right now is playing their best football. Mm-hmm. I think in conclusion, or subsequently, I should say, the running backs are playing their best football right now. Kyle Manungai and DeAndre Swift. I could put them in that category. I think Caleb Williams is playing his best football in the fourth quarter. That's about it. So you can't say that. I don't know that I could say that for Caleb Williams. I don't think Caleb Williams is playing his best football as of yet. I think defensively, the secondary is probably playing their best football. They do have 18 interceptions. And I know I'm saying that after a week in which the Green Bay Packers had an explosive play party against the Bears. But I would say them. Am I missing anybody? Is there another group on the... And that's not bad.
I think the tight ends are playing well, unless you are including them in the offensive
their best
line.
Football right now? Yeah, I could hear an argument for that.
I think Cole Kmet is for sure. I think Colson Loveland is progressing at a rate that looks really good.
Yeah, his playmaking is eye-opening. It's not enough yet, but when he makes plays, it's like, whoa.
The touchdown to Loveland was fantastic last week. Our segment on Raheem Harris and Grody, as we talk about what the December and January football through Ben Johnson's eyes should look like on Sunday. Sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com, affordable implants, life-changing smiles. By the way, you were joining us on a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And before, I just think it's very important when you're still still installing, in a way, this new offense. You're still practicing it. You're still building on what you've started. You're still in the first year of this. So, no, I agree with you. I think the character mark fourth quarter Caleb Williams looks good. The man known as fourth quarter Caleb Williams is playing his best football in December.
What about
December.
First quarter Caleb Williams?
The man known as first quarter Caleb Williams, I think, is still not playing his best football yet.
No, he's not. He is simply not. And again, it's important to point out what a great box has been checked that he's able to do what he does in the fourth quarter. But everybody knows it. Everybody in that building knows it. Caleb knows it. When I ask Caleb specifically, what are one or two things that you want to get better at? He looked at me and the first thing he said was
the beginning.
Yes. Start faster. So it is an easy area that needs to be tightening up. Everybody at Hallis Hall knows that. We all know that. Maybe there's some people listening right now that are in denial over that because Caleb is great and you can't say anything else but that. But he is not great in the first couple quarters of games.
The denial element's important too because we've dealt with coaching staffs and front offices prior who would tell you what you're seeing is a lie. That hasn't been the case with Ben Johnson and these players. They've been like, yes, we see it too, every step of the way, right?
Yes.
I'm still laughing because when you said that, I thought of Maury Povich. That is a lie.
Oh, we get the lie detector
The
out.
Lie detector determined that is a lie.
No, you're right, and I can appreciate that because it keeps us all on the same page as we watch the development. And again, you almost have to remind yourself it is the first year of Ben Johnson, even though you want so much from Ben Johnson in year one. It's okay to be greedy, and
yeah,
I think
baby.
This is the perfect time this week to be greedy in that, yes, do we want to see a whole bunch of S&M? Yes, I'm going to make that stick, by the way.
Who doesn't?
We want more... S&M, that's Swift and Manon guy.
Thank you.
You should have started with that. Hey, it's Swift and Manon guy, like S&M. No, you had to go, I like S&M, and we know you do.
Yes, I'm saying, in the context of the Bears offense, S&M, that is what should reign supreme. But I still need Caleb Williams. If he only throws the ball, let's say he doesn't even get to 20 throws, can you get me closer to 70% than 50%? And for those of you who don't do the math, can you get me to 60% of your throws being completed?
Well, and that's it. That's a massive piece of this. It's actually, Marshall, what we're going to do in our next segment, because I think it goes hand in hand in the individual games and the individual game performances with him trying to avoid sacks, which I think I'll take the incompletes as the next best thing. But then also how they've looked against elite pass rushers. But in the meantime, you do need to see, and frankly, who doesn't should also be referring to, who doesn't want to see Swift and Manungai try to just really control that game on Sunday? That's what it's going to have to be. I know that the risk you run is that you're one-dimensional, it's predictable, they'll roll up that line and say, we'll beat you. But try to beat the Bears' offensive line on the run game right now. That is not an easy task, especially through the center. We saw Micah Parsons, if you recall, he was lining up all over the field. I think he did do a good job of trying to shoot the middle when he could, shoot the middle gaps. But I don't know if Myles Garrett is going to take the same approach. I would assume, just because the tape is out there. But once again, I'd rather have Myles Garrett committing to stopping the run than being successful stopping the pass.
Yeah, because one of those puts you definitely behind the sticks because of what he's capable of doing with the sacks. And even as we saw last week, the pressure can also have an effect on your ability to complete balls, even if they don't necessarily sack you.
That's right. We are Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. That's the voice of Marshall Harris. Mark Grody is in the house today. We are wearing our cozy Flag and Anthem gear. Flag and Anthem. Mm. Marshall's got his home field apparel on with the Golden State hoodie. So we're nice and cozy in the studio here. Might not be the case on Sunday for the Browns game. Our producers are Grant Leader, Ray Diaz, and Brandon Fryer helping us out. You can text us. You can call us. 312-644-6767 is our phone number. We are broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You can join us on Twitch as well, our Twitch mob, and the chat is up and running this morning. Everybody's talking, and I love it. Good morning to you guys. Our moderator and head of the Twitch chat is Connor O'Donnell. He's also a big part of our video team, as you guys know. Jacob Stutz and Max Curtis are as well. So we will come back talking about that very thing. You can't talk about this game on Sunday without discussing the game wrecker, the game changer, and the best pass rusher in the league by the numbers, Myles Garrett, going for a record against the Bears, and also how he will neutralize that Bears passing attack. We've crunched a lot of numbers, so we'll examine them next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
39 for the Bears and Justin Fields. A lot of guys standing up in the line. Do they drop? Do they come? They're coming. Fields is in trouble. Racing away, and he's sacked again. Myles Garrett. A career day. Living in the backfield. 4.5 sacks.
There's nothing he can do. For some reason, Jason Peters doesn't look like he thinks he has Myles Garrett. If you delay on a guy like him with his speed and how fast he gets off the edge, you're done. Watch. It almost seemed like he thought he was going to sit down and close off that stunt. Myles Garrett, what a career day he's having. There's nothing Justin Fields can do about that.
I tried to forget about that game, Ray Diaz. What are you doing? Why are you bringing that up? That was a brutal game. That was 9 sacks in a single day, was it not? That was where he passed for 1 yard net. Grant Leader, you know too. Wasn't it 1 yard?
It was just 1 yard because of all the sack yardage he took.
Oh, man, that was brutal.
I didn't have my headphones on. I assume we just played a cut from Justin Fields' first game against the Browns.
Yeah, do you remember?
I called that the Matt Nagy. Clear, right?
That's where I asked Matt Nagy if he was hazing because that game plan did not look like it mattered at all.
Right, and I always
And every time we brought up Justin Fields, he'd be like, well, not Nick Foles. He'd say, well, Andy Dalton, blah, blah, blah. Andy Dalton, this and that. And we're like, what? Okay, but...
68 passing yards from Fields that day.
Good God.
6 for 20. But
it was one net, right?
He had 68 yards passing, but he had 67 yards of sack total, so 1 net yard passing.
How many yard passing did he have that day?
68.
No, but you get my joke?
Right,
yards,
right. Just one.
Yard.
He did rush 3 times for 12 yards, though.
Ugh. That game was gross.
It was awful.
You know what it was painful to watch. It was like you felt the pain. It was inevitable. Like after the first, 3 sacks? You were like, okay, we see what this is going to be.
The only quarterback that I ever saw get hit harder and more, and that literally that many times, I think it was in the first half of a Jay Cutler game against the New York Giants on the road, where I am not even exaggerating. We could look this up, guys, but I think there was a game in which Jay Cutler was sacked, I want to say 7 or 8 times in the first half back in the day. But I remember that game. Everybody does. It was quite vivid. And I always thought and said it at the time that it informed the rest of Justin Fields' time with the Chicago Bears.
It was 9 sacks in the first half.
See, I knew I wasn't too far off.
That is
what year was it?
2010.
2010.
Good
and
God.
Ironically, unless that was 09 into 10, was that the year that they did go to the NFC Championship?
It was October 3rd, 2010.
2010. So that makes sense because the NFC Championship game in 2011 was in 2011.
Once Todd the Collins entered the game and then left with a stinger.
Todd Collins. Chase is like, put Todd in.
Oh,
I've
God.
Had it. I'm tapping out.
Those were the days. Ben Johnson would never do something like what we saw in that game. I think either one, but when I think of that Cleveland game where Myles Garrett and the rest of the Browns just wreck shop, Ben Johnson would never do that. He would never put his quarterback in a position to have that happen.
I would hope not. I mean, he's scheming up ways to avoid elite pressure, right? Elite defensive line play, elite linebacker play, elite front seven play. And he's done, in my opinion, and I know you could say, well, Caleb's out of sorts. For a second-year player, in a first year in an offense, and the number of sacks he has taken, and honestly, this is what contributes to the fact that he's had 6 straight games without hitting 60% completion rate. Is sometimes he's just running for his life and he's throwing it away, and it's not even about missing a target. It's a decision to throw the ball away as opposed to take the sack. I think Ben Johnson has done an admirable job of keeping Caleb Williams out of harm's way, because I think even before you talk about the completion percentage, hey, can you keep your quarterback upright and sturdy? The man has not missed a start in his NFL career.
Well, and that speaks to the numbers that you and I were both crunching, Mark Grody.
Yeah, and like I am thinking about what you said too, Layla, about Ben Johnson would not put his quarterback in that position. One thing about this is very quietly, Ben Johnson and Dan Roschar and whoever else you want to give credit to, they have made the young, inexperienced left tackles that have played the position, they have made them look steady, if not good, in Theo Benedett and Ozzie Trapillo.
Serviceable, right?
Like, serviceable is a great word.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just that alone is evidence to what Layla saying, that Ben Johnson would not have put his quarterback in that position. But yeah, like, the Bears have done a pretty good job against the elite defenders and edge rushers against which they have played this year. Now, the Max Crosby game, that Crosby had himself a day for sure in that Vegas game, which the Bears did win. Crosby had the interception where he gets his arms up and makes the play, and Caleb's like, what the what? He had a forced fumble, and he also had three pass defenses, Max Crosby did, while he was added in that game. I won't say that's quiet, but it didn't affect the game enough to where the Bears fell out of anything or lost like major yardage on sack wise.
Well, and I want to add, because I think this is where you see the Bears stats that reflect the offensive eye test move away from the sacks, which is great. Nobody is taking that away from Caleb Williams or the Bears or anybody. But then it moves to the completion percentage. And that was a 59.5% completion percentage that day. We see the quarterback, Caleb Williams, throw the ball out of bounds, you know, try to do things to the batted passes, I think. And that was more of an issue over the beginning of the season, by the way. We haven't seen that as much, where the passes have been batted down. And I think, again, that comes with learning how to throw the ball with touch versus throwing all fastballs. You know, that kind of comes into play. A little bit of a higher arc, a little more touch, and then maybe you're not having that trouble. But I feel like the completion percentage in kind in a lot of these does speak to what you're talking about, Mark.
Yeah, no doubt. But the one thing I will say, though, is that that's about what Caleb's percentage has been all year in every game, no matter what, right? Because what is his overall completion percentage right now? 58%, or
57.8%?
Right. And then,
it's trended down for a while. Like four games, he was over 60%.
Yes, because he had 67.9% completion rate, which was his highest completion rate against the Cowboys and Matt Eberflus, DC, the defensive coordinator, and wasn't sacked. That was the first game in his career where he wasn't sacked all game. But Mark, I know you did the numbers, and I want to fill in the gaps with the completion percentages. So tell me about the next study for you.
Well, yeah, I guess Micah Parsons, pretty simply, and I will give the basic stat, is that if you look at the stat sheet with Micah Parsons on that day, he had one assist. Good job by the Bears offensive line keeping Caleb clean from Micah Parsons. You didn't have a situation where they lost 9 or 10 yards on a play, although Parsons did affect the game. And there were times, and it was even pointed out during the broadcast, where Caleb Williams was ejecting the pocket too soon. And to me, there's no doubt that that was the presence of the pressures of the lining up all over the place of Micah Parsons in that game. But they did keep Caleb clean from Parsons.
Right. So that's the goal. Like, it might be a lose the battle, win the war situation. The war is the sack number.
Yeah, but there's more to the battle.
The battle is the completion percentage. And Micah Parsons' friend Rashawn Gary was having a nice little afternoon as well. That was a 54% completion percentage.
Dog.
I don't count. It's statistically, it counts, but I don't count the 47% game against the Eagles, because it was a hairdryer that day, and the hairdryer was freezing in Philly. Everybody knew the wind was an issue, so I'm not counting that one. But, you know, then what are the other games on your list that matter?
So we did the Parsons game. What else do we have here? Oh, yes, of course, we have the Watt, the JT Watt strip sack.
JJ?
J, J,
No, not JJ.
Or TJ.
TJ. We both messed it
TJ,
up.
TJ, JJ.
It's Zapillow, Layla. Is
actually,
what it is.
It's Zapillow.
It's actually Zapillow.
Wait, didn't Emma do that with another name recently?
Where he boldly corrected somebody, like in a very condescending way and was
no,
wrong?
I don't think he boldly did it.
It's Zapillow. What? It's, no, it's not, Chris.
It's Max.
No, Chris, it's not.
It's Max Rustifer.
I mean.
Yeah, that isn't. Yeah. Mm.
I love Max Rustifer.
Somebody has a Max Rustifer jersey.
Why?
Ooh, Parkins?
No, one of the Bears. I don't think it's Danny, but I think a Bears fan does have a Max Rustifer jersey, which is hilarious.
Bears fans do what they want.
Yeah.
And they don't always pay attention to what,
no,
what they're doing.
No, but they did it as an homage.
Oh,
to
Max
Danny.
Rustifer.
He said confidently, like, Max Rustifer is one of the...
Also, why did we just combine JJ and TJ into one hellscape of a pass rusher?
We both blew it.
I'm always defaulting to JJ because he's the one I cover.
Also, prayers
first.
Up to TJ White.
He had five tackles and a sack that day as well. And his buddy Herbig had a couple tackles and was the one to recover the ball in the end zone on that ferocious play that Watt made. Caleb's worst moment of the year, probably. Let's be honest. Like, that was a pretty bad moment.
Year? How about career?
Okay.
How about career?
Including
career?
In a career?
In a career?
Including
for
college?
The career? For the career, yes.
We all do that very well.
It's
so
one of the best.
Genuine and good.
Yeah, it's like he was
in
like,
career?
Can you set the new Bears receiving record for a career? And then he told him the number and he's like, for the career?
How many have you got?
He's got 5,059 yards.
I mean.
That's it.
In a career?
I think we have a new in the career winner, though, with Cam Newton yesterday mad about Philip Rivers being called and not him. He's like, Philip Rivers! Like, he jumped the octave.
Oh, did he do the octave?
Oh, yeah.
How old is Cam Newton?
36.
Oh, my God. They're right. He's right.
And also, he has made a very big point of saying, I have not retired.
He should
no
feel slighted.
Me,
oh,
this guy's getting caught out of
Cam
the nursing
home.
Cam
did it to keep his options open for this reason.
Wow.
He didn't file papers.
Well, I guess I excuse the Colts because they did have a history with Philip Rivers, so there's a comfort there. But, yeah, man.
Every now and then, the Colts just run it back. Jeff Saturday, Philip Rivers. Like,
they're still waiting for Andrew Luck to pick up the phone. They still call him every day. Hey, buddy.
They love a good nostalgia play, the Colts.
Also, prayers up in advance for Philip Rivers if he starts against the Seattle Seahawks.
You're right about TJ Watt, though. That is horrifying.
With the lung, he's got a lung issue. He's been hospitalized.
Yeah.
It's not good. And as we're talking about elite pass rushing that Caleb Williams has had to deal with in year two here on Raheem Harrison Grows, I do want to point something out. Back to the serviceable comment about whoever's playing left tackle. In that game against the Steelers, there was a horrible play. No one's saying there wasn't.
Right.
But understand this. It's the only sack they gave up. In fact, in that game, they only give up three pressures in the game. I think that's outstanding work out of an offense if you can minimize the pressure.
It speaks to Mark Rohde's point about the stats.
Yeah, I think on the overall, the way I would characterize it, the Bears have done pretty well against these elite rushers. Imperfect for sure. We just pointed out a couple of it. There were big plays that were made by big-time playmakers like they have done all year. Bears have done decently against those guys, and I would expect that to continue at Soldier Field on Sunday. At
our memory lane, though, that was kind of brutal.
the Jay Cutler?
The Browns game where Myles Garrett just... He and company just had a ridiculous game against Justin Fields, and then the Jay Cutler 9 sacks in the first half.
That was one of those days where...
I'm surprised I hadn't heard about that one before.
Oh, the Cuddy one? Yeah, that was...
By the way...
I want to say it was in prime time, too.
On the theme of having... A team come out and play four good quarters against an inferior opponent. You know what I really want to see?
What do you really, really want to see?
I want to see the Bears have more pressures than the Cleveland Browns in this game.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
Rookie quarterback making his fourth start. Just you generate more pressure on their guy than they generate on your guy. And the reason I bring this up, last week against the Packers, 15 pressures by the Packers. Guess how many pressures the Bears had last week?
Five.
I'm sorry, I need you to go a little bit lower.
No, I think it was, I think it was like two because...
I need you to go lower than that.
It was just a
zero.
Sack. It was the sack they had.
They had one pressure. It was the sack.
Do we want to put some money on this? A friendly wager? I saw $1 on the street yesterday, but I didn't pick it up because I know you guys hate street dollars.
Oh, you're made of money if you could pass up dollars
on
the street.
Pick up a dollar and give it to somebody who needs it.
I think it was a piece of a dollar.
As long as it's more than half of a dollar, it counts
it
as a dollar.
Yeah.
Is that worth a quarter? Could you use a
little rip on? If you have a dollar bill and it's torn and it's not full, as long as you have more than 50% of the dollar, it counts as a dollar.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
That's hilarious.
You know where that
I might start ripping up my dollars just to streamline my wallet a little better.
Well, no, but the other half doesn't count as, like, the less than half does not count as a dollar.
Sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
The less than half does not count as a dollar, so that's not how that works.
Oh, okay.
Oh, half, yeah. Oh. Then that theory
like,
would
mean... Like, if you have 49% of a dollar, it's not a dollar.
Okay. Also, I, so try that it? Try that in real life and let me know how it goes. That's the other trouble.
The bank
part.
Is where you'd be able to sort that out.
Or perhaps the club. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th, with our special guest, Noah Sewell. I'm hosting. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Noah for sure. It is all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com, and it's brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP, This Is My City. Speaking of special guests, don't forget, we have Nashawn Wright coming at 11:25 on the show to join us. We are very excited.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
About that.
You remember of that USC Colorado game against Shakur? What do you remember about Shakur in particular? 2023.
Yeah. It was a good atmosphere, good game. We ended up coming out with the victory, and Shador is a hell of a player.
That was Caleb Williams talking about Shador Sanders when he was available on Wednesday at Hallis Hall. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And it was last week that Shador Sanders was named the Browns' starting quarterback for the rest of the season. In his last game against the Titans, he went 23 of 42 for 54.8% completion rate, but 364 yards. His longest was a 60-yard pass, and their loss, 31-29 to the Titans, where I think the only reason they lost and at least didn't tie was because of that bizarre play at the end of the game where they were trying to go for two that didn't make any bloody sense.
You mean when they tanked? Is that the player you're referring to, where they said, hey, the guy who's thrown three touchdowns, let's put him on the sidelines and try some wildcat type stuff.
It was as though the objective was to be slow and run backwards.
Both those things did occur on that 2-point conversion attempt for the Browns. And I'll say that's another reason why this is a get right game for the Bears. The Cleveland Browns as an organization have no interest in losing. And when I say losing, I mean losing ground on the number one pick for 2026 in the draft.
I see what you did there. Yeah. Actually, it's a pillow.
Yeah, it is a pillow. Yeah, I looked it up.
No, but seriously, when you look at where the Browns are and how their season has gone and the merry-go-round at quarterback and understanding that one quarterback was taken three rounds after the other, but he's the guy who's now been named the starter for the rest of the season. Shador Sanders has motion right now, to be honest, and he's going to ride with it. The Bears, their objective now is to stop said motion because right now he is rolling. Feels good about himself.
Well, and I think the thing is he just needed an opportunity. Like, for all the storyline surrounding his draft shouldn't be the story that gets written about him even at the end of this season. And we talk about it all the time with players. I mean, how many times are we sitting there, speaking of fifth round picks, how many times did we evaluate Braxton Jones by going, oh, he's been really good, especially for a fifth round pick? You know, Darnell Mooney, same idea.
Relativity factor.
Right, and I think in this case, look past it and just look at what the guy's doing on the field as far as trying to get better and trying to be the quarterback that the team needs. But here's the other thing, though. I don't want that to happen against the Bears. Like, that both can be true.
No, you're absolutely right about that. I don't know how you feel about it, Mark, but mm-hmm. when you see the dumpster fire that the Cleveland Browns are, I mean, they're in the return to action window right now for Deshaun Watson. I was like, when that was announced, I was like, oh, that's right, they have Deshaun Watson.
Exactly,
he's still on the payroll, he's still right out there. But you look at that, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, it's a mess. And when you go up against teams that are a mess, you should just handily defeat them.
Yeah, and their offensive line is kind of a mess right now, too. They're going to be with without two starters. My guy, Tevin Jenkins, did start last week at guard. Limited in practice, though, because of a shoulder injury. I'm just looking at some of the other games because, Layla went through the numbers for the 364, three TDs and a pick against Tennessee. The two previous games, Shador Sanders in a loss to San Fran, 26-8, Shador, 16 of 25, 149 in a TD, and then the Las Vegas game, which Cleveland did win, beating Las Vegas 24-10, Shador, 11 of 20, 209, a touchdown and a pick in that game as well. We don't know if he's good or not. He might be good, he might suck. We have no idea how good Shador Sanders is at the NFL level right now. That's why there was so little information coming out of Hallis Hall yesterday. You know, Dennis Allen.
I heard what Dennis
right?
said,
like, just kind of being like I didn't really scout the guy, didn't really, obviously he's gone back and intently looked at the games that I just talked about, but nobody knows if Shador Sanders
is good. Not enough tape.
Well, and sometimes, the baseball adage is usually advantage pitcher when that's the case. But in football, it really is a 50-50 type of situation. People can break out. They can have a really good game. And it's usually dependent on, if it's a quarterback, his offensive line. I did, when I read that Tevin Jenkins did make the injury report, I was like, I see what happened here. And then I had to count multiple times how many people were on the injury report for the Browns, because that was a lot of individuals. That was, what was it, 19?
18, including, I believe it was 10 on Wednesday that didn't practice.
And Green Bay, I know, did the same thing last week, but still, when it's, you look at all the ones who didn't practice, well, it was like, you said 10?
This is
9 or 10?
This is Cleveland's ninth different offensive line starting combination. And I love reading that, because we have gone through that with the Bears so many times in the last 5 years, where we're like, that's the 13th different combination the Bears have had.
So the Bears, what, this year, three different combinations? That's it?
Just three? Because of the changes at left tackle.
Left tackle and right. Didn't Darnell Wright miss a game?
Bionic arm put on.
So those, that's right. It would be three different lineups. If they can get through. Hold on. Grody, can you hand me that C?
Oh, yeah. That's my C. Not that C. Can you say it properly? Say, Grody, will you hand me your C?
Okay, who gave it to you, Grody?
Did you give it
without,
to me?
Without looking at the bottom. Without looking at the bottom.
It was a listener.
Okay, but you don't know his name. So
I'm supposed to know the name of... Ray.
I didn't want to look at that.
Ray!
Can I throw it? I'm going to throw it. Ready? Here you go.
Oh, God.
I threw it. What if I dropped that?
Well, I was confident in you.
By the way, I knew it was Andrew who gave you this, because Ray told us yesterday that it was on the bottom, and I read it.
Shout out to Andrew.
Fresh in my memory.
Andrew, thank you, man.
So I'm knocking on wood by saying, can you imagine if the Bears get through this season with just three different offensive line combinations all season long?
No, seriously, what a victory that is. And I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Also,
good for the Bears.
Andrew put Bears on here.
Oh, Bears.
He gave you two Bears on here.
God, I love Andrew.
Maybe you'll earn another eight somewhere down the road.
Keep the gifts coming. Love them.
Adam says in our Twitch chat, it's 19. I counted, and then I counted twice, and I was like, I need to count again, and that's not real. Like, there are some times where I'm like, nah, this is preposterous.
Okay. 19.
Mm. That seems like a lot of players, since, you know, it's a 53-man roster. 19 seems like a high percentage.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to have on an injury report.
312 on the text line. Quinshon Judkins is a wrecking ball. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. He is a beast of a running back. He does a job.
3.7 yards per carry, 784 yards total for the Ohio State rookie. He also has 7 touchdowns, so that's an interesting number right there. Look for Judkins to be the guy to get the ball.
None of the numbers for the Browns offense are going to really be indicative of talent, except for the hole. The hole isn't enough to reflect, you know, the talent. And I mentioned Myles Garrett. For those who don't know, he has a chance to... He likely gets the NFL single season sack record. He's at 20 right now, and he needs 3 more to surpass it. So we think that's going to happen. I just don't know if it's going to happen against the Bears because of the reasons we mentioned in our previous segment.
Also, the number I want you guys to kind of take home with you and think about when we get to Sunday, 5.1. Just remember that number when we're talking about Quinshon Judkins and what he's doing. Because 5.1, that's how many yards per rushing attempt Chicago has given up this season. Only the Bengals and Giants are worse. Just remember that.
It's so bad. I mean, remember that. Even when you're talking about, you said you wanted the Bears to have more of a pass rush. No, that's why I'm worried about Shedeur Sanders. He could get real comfy against the Bears.
And if he does that and he pushes the ball downfield and he hits that Harold Fannin guy who he seems to be fond of.
He's their leading receiver.
Yes.
Tight end.
Rookie tight end.
There's so many ways.
Bowling Green.
There are so many ways the Bears are somewhat similar in years past to the current Browns. Like the year Cole Kmet was the Bears' leading receiver, for example. When the Bears have had so many different combinations of offensive linemen, so have the Browns. Like there's some odd pair. Well, are they odd? I'm just glad they're not current parallels, I'll say that.
They are signs of a bad team, the parallels that you're drawing.
Unfortunately.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.